Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can be gathered here, that you provided this place for us to have service, to be able to worship you. We pray that you'll be with everyone that still on the road traveling. Be with Randy and Julia. Help them be safe. Be with the ones that are staying for the flash flood warnings that are up the Buckhorn. Pray that you'll be with all them. And Lord, we pray that what we do, we can serve you and it'll be a pleasant sound to your ears. We ask in your holy name. Amen. All right, if you happen to notice the picture on the front of your bulletin today, it's called Facing Your Giants. And what the Lord put on my heart this week was David. And so that's where we was going to go to, and thanks, Joe, for praying for me. I had this in one Bible that had the study Bible. It had the different things that David had. He had strengths and accomplishments. He is one of his strengths and accomplishments. He is the greatest king of Israel, ancestor of Jesus Christ, listed in the Hall of Fame, or the Hall of Faith, I mean, in Hebrews 4 or 11. A man described by God himself as a man after his own heart. Weakness and mistakes. He committed adultery with Bathsheba. He arranged the murder of the other guy that was married to her. He directly disobeyed God in taking censures of the people, did not deal decisively with the sins of his childhood, of his children, lessons in his life, willingness and honesty amid our mistakes is the first step in dealing with them. Forgiveness does not remove the consequences of sin. God greatly desires our complete trust and worship. Vital statistics. Where is Bethlehem and Jerusalem? Occupation was a shepherd, musician, poet, soldier, and king. So he has a few there that include some of the people that were in his life. So it just kept on going. So we're gonna study David a little bit today. And we'll start by in the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel and get the story of this. You know, and you're talking about David that was just a shepherd. So we're going to go first to this compliment that we all know, David and Goliath. We'll read that story. Then I want to get back to how God prepared him for that to start with. All right, in chapter 17, it says, "Now Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled in Judea. They pitched camp." They have all these names of these places, which I can't pronounce. But anyway, it turns out there's on one side of the hill was the Philistines, and the other side was the Israel. Saul and the Israelites were camped on the other side in the valley of Ahab and drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another, with a valley between them. Well, there's a champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span. Down at the bottom it says that was about 9 foot 9 inches. Another place I read it was 9 foot 4 inches. But he was a tall man. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scaled armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs, he wore bronze greaves and a bronze javelin that was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod. It was iron point, weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. So you can see the picture here. He is all dressed up like that, ready for about anything, and that big of a man even has a guy carrying his shield for him. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out? Why don't you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, then we'll become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all of the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Now David, he was the son of Jesse, who was from Bethlehem in Judea. Jesse had 8 sons, and in Saul's time, he was very old. Jesse's 3 oldest sons had followed Saul to the war. But David was the youngest. The 3 oldest followed Saul. But David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days, the Philistines came forward every morning, evening, and took their stand. So that's what these guys are looking at every time they get up. Here this guy is telling them how worthless they are, how their God's no good. They're just bad people. Finally gets down to where David comes. He's just, I don't know, probably about 15 years old. He asked the men around there, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him that that's what will be done to the man who kills him. But when his oldest brother heard him speaking about that, he burned with anger and asked him, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down here only to watch the battle." Dave said, what have I done? Can't I even speak? So it goes on through there that he sits there and talks to people, and finally the word gets back to Saul, and he has him come up there. So while he's doing that, he's telling them all that he can do that. So I looked up this one opinion that came with that. I thought it was a good story. The story of David and Goliath is a story for the ages. And it's a little easier to read. The armies of the Philistines were on one mountain on one side of the valley, while the armies of Israel were on the other mountain on the other side. Both armies ready to attack each other. When a giant of a man, 9'4" of a man, Goliath by name, steps in the valley between the armies. The Philistines' proposal was simple enough. Israel is to send one man to fight him. The 2 warriors would fight on behalf of each army. outcome of the entire war was being decided by one fighting fight between two men. The losing side would become slaves to the victors. The men of Israel, if they stood toe-to-toe with the giant, would probably stare into his belly button. Not one single man of the Israel would volunteer to wrestle Goliath. Then along comes our hero, David. The boy is about 14 years old, it says. His father sent him to the war front with some food for his older soldier brothers and to bring a report back on how things were going. Goliath had been coming out every day and challenging with no takers. Soon David arrives. Goliath comes down again and making his challenges and downgrading Israel and their cowardness. And David hears the boosting. He begins talking to the soldiers of Israel, telling them how God is on their side and defeating this man is only a matter of faith. David's speech doesn't get anyone so riled up that they grab their sword and run down the valley, but it does inspire some of them to take David to King Saul. David explains to King Saul that by the grace of God, he had killed a lion and a bear that were attempting to have lamb chops for dinner. And God, if God can deliver a lion and a bear into David's hands while he was protecting his flock, surely God would deliver Goliath to protect all of Israel. This place in the story brings me to a point. Everyone uses Dave and Goliath and analogy to encourage people that by faith we can conquer giants by adversity in our lives. But have you ever thought about the lion and the bear? The lion and bear were not as large a problem as Goliath. The bear would only kill one sheep at a time, haul it off to the cave and enjoy his feast. The lion was pretty much the same. The lion and the bear represented problems that, well, at worst, would only affect one tiny area of Israel. And Goliath, on the other hand, threatened their very existence. Because David's faith in God, which grew daily because of his experience protecting the sheep, he was able to slay the giant when he came along. We all face Goliaths, the death of a loved one, the loss of a job, doctor with dreaded news, any event in our lives where everything forever changes. David used the lion and the bear as a major thrust of his argument, encouraging King Saul to allow him to fight the Philistines. David's faith had some experience behind it. But we all face the lions and bears. Problems not as life-changing as Goliath, but problems that need dealing with almost on a daily basis. The car is breaking down, a small illness, sins that we struggle with, pride, selfishness, indifference, greed, and so on. If we don't defeat the bears and lions, how can we possibly beat Goliath? When we are not active in the basics of Christianity, faith, praying without ceasing, and being faithful to God's house, how can we defeat the lion or the bear? We can't. And then winning over Goliath, it's impossible. How faithful are you in your small problems? Answer that and you'll get an idea of how well or poorly you will handle the battle in Goliath's valley. Remember the words of Jesus. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust in the much. It's in Luke 16:10. But the point of that was that before the giant came, the lion and bear. And it was stuff that David, I'm sure, as he is going around taking care of his sheep, had this lion and bear come down and against him that he had to go out and beat. And I mean, it says that he would turned around. Well, that was, he would grab a hold of it. He'd grab a hold. One of them said he'd grab him by the bear by the hair and pull it back and beat it to death, or else grab it by the jaw and beat it. I'm sure he had probably more than one bear, probably more than one lion. There's probably a few coyotes thrown in there too, and some wolves. But he trusted God all the time with this and ran. That's where he got his faith to come by. He knew God was taking care of him. So, I mean, David, if you read on through that scripture, we're running a little bit short on time to get it all. But so it was David, you know, when he finally went up to fight the Goliath, well, then the king, Saul, tried to give him all of his armor and everything put on him so he could be protected. And David said, I can't even walk in this stuff. So take that off, and he put on his shepherd's clothes like he usually does and has a little shepherd's bag and goes down and crosses the little river and picks up about five stones, I think it is, in there, which I'm sure that with his slingshot he had practiced up pretty good, and he probably knew just the right stones to pick up that he liked to get the right ammunition so he could throw it good. So then it's there, you know, when the giant, he got pretty ticked off that they'd even do that. So we'll read that a little bit more in 1 Samuel 17:41. We'll start at. Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, growing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come here, he said, and I will give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. You know, and if you have somebody standing that tall, it would have to be ducking probably to get in here. Yelling at you, you might have a tendency to be a little bit worried about it, but David wasn't. He said to the Philistine, you come against me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the army of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I'll give the carcass of the Philistines' army to the birds and the wild animals. The whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those who gather here will know that it was not by sword and not by spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give it all of you into our hands. As the Philistine was moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it, and he struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into the forehead, and he fell faceward down. So, I mean, David must have had a pretty good little throw on that to make it sink into his forehead. That'd be a pretty hard place to put a dent. But then, David ran and stood over him and took a hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from its sheath. After he killed him, he cut off the head with the sword. So anyway, then that goes on that all the army then got a little bit braver, and they took off after all the Philistines, and they went over them. But that's just what I was thinking. It was what I kept laying on my heart all week, was that some of the things we have to do to go through, if we do it with the Lord, that He builds us up and builds our faith up so that when we do have to go against our giants, that with the faith of the Lord, we know He's there to help us. So that's what we got to remember to do. Build up our strength so that when our giants come against us, we can take care of that.
We had the experience of the bear and the lion.
That's right. So, all right, let's sing one more praise song to the Lord.